It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, it would seem obvious, you've heard enough shows here at Radio MD to know that decreasing the amount of bacon, fried foods, you know, things with nitrites and nitrates and MSG, well, bacon, is good for you. And increasing the omega-3s and fish is, you know, just so much better for you. Well, new findings might disprove that just a little. My guest is board-certified clinical nutritionist, Dr. Josh Ax. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ax. Tilapia could be worse for us than bacon, really?
Yeah, you know, the recent research is showing that all fish aren't created equal. And one of the things that's happening today is not all of our fish are wild caught. Many of them today are farm-raised and are farm-raised. And many of these studies, like that, are published out of the Journal of Environmental Sciences. There's another study out of Wake Forest Medical School, and they found that the problem is farm-raised fish. They're raised in small ponds. They have high levels of toxins, lower omega-3 count because they're not eating a normal diet like tilapia should. And what they found in this one study was the scientists found that the farm-raised fish, tilapia specifically, may have far greater levels of inflammatory compounds than those found in pork bacon. Crazy, I know.
Wow. You know, and I love bacon. And even though I'm, you know, exercise physiologist, I know a lot of nutrition, but boy, you know, I just loves me some bacon. However, we eat a lot of fish. Now, I try and get wild caught, but something like tilapia, they don't even really have wild caught tilapia, do they?
You are absolutely correct. Now, there, of course, is such a thing, but 99% of the tilapia sold in the United States today is farm-raised. In fact, that and catfish are the most commonly farm-raised fish today, along with salmon. And I do want to say this. I think fish can be an amazing superfood. I mean, salmon, like wild sockeye or wild king Alaskan salmon, they are one of the top superfoods in the world. So I don't want to discourage people from eating seafood. But if you are buying farm-raised fish, like any type of tilapia today pretty much that you're buying, it has been shown to be highly toxic, and another study out of a medical journal said that these fish are very high in what are called dioxins. Dioxins are endocrine-disrupting substances, so they're going to cause hormone imbalance, can cause your estrogen levels to go high, increase your risk of cancer and other illnesses. And so, again, major issue, dioxins are 11 times higher in farm-bred salmon compared to the wild-caught times of salmon, and 6 times higher in PVC plastics. And unfortunately, the reason that this happens is these fish are confined to small spaces, and they're fed a diet of genetically modified organisms. They're fed GMO corn, GMO soy in the fish pellets, and also because they're in such a confined area, this is going to sound kind of gross, but in reality, they're swimming in their own feces during the day. This is not something that you want to be putting in your body. And I've actually had people get upset at me, Melanie, for saying, well, how could you say fish is bad? Hey, I'm not saying fish is bad, but it's the difference between conventional non-organic beef today and organic grass-fed beef. There is a difference in what you're buying.
Well, so I completely agree with you. And the fact is that even farm-raised salmon wouldn't get the color because it's not eating, you know, natural krill. So unless they're feeding it nice krill, they're putting in some kind of Sam Farm number pink 4. So you're getting some bizarre colored fish besides. But now there is, like at Whole Foods, they'll say color added. But I don't want anything color added. Ew. And then the salmon would be white.
Yeah, you're right. It's shocking. If you actually look online at a picture of a farm-raised salmon, it's gray in color. So it's an animal. It's got gray skin. It doesn't have that antioxidant astaxanthin that is what gives salmon its dark red color, that amazing carotenoid. You're right. They use pink and orange food coloring today with the farm-raised salmon because they're not eating krill. They're not eating brown algae or red marine algae, which is what their diet consists of.
some kind of Benjamin Moore color that they pour into the pond, the salmon pond. So besides the cancer-causing pollutants, and they're swimming around in their own stuff and all their friends, and what about antibiotics and pesticides? Because I would think that those ponds have to be loaded up so that their whole farm fish don't die.
Yeah, you're right, and they are. They're actually given large amounts of antibiotics or put in the water along with different types of pesticides. And not to mention, as we've already said, the genetically modified residue. But yeah, the antibiotics are definitely an issue. You know, more and more people today, Melanie, are becoming antibiotic resistant, developing conditions like MRSA because their body has been exposed to so many different types of antibiotics over the years. And we know this is an issue, especially when it comes to immunity and digestive health. If you're consuming antibiotic residue from farm-raised fish, those kill off the good bacteria in your gut known as probiotics. And there are several medical studies now proving if you're consuming foods that are high in pesticide residue and antibiotic residue, it destroys good gut bacteria, increases your risk of ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, and a number of other health conditions.
Well, so Dr. X, also inflammation, you know, is such a huge thing. We get tested for it, CRP now, you know, all of these inflammatory things that we're finding out are really the link and the secret to so many of our ills. But this farm-raised tilapia in particular, you know, it can cause inflammation that's going to really raise up our levels of illness.
Yeah, the issue we're finding, and this is what they found in the medical studies, is that tilapia, specifically when the studies have been done or comparing different types of salmon, they probably have one-tenth the amount of omega-3 fatty acids or even less than they are in their wild-caught form. So a lot of people today, they're out eating tilapia, they're out eating fish, and they're thinking, hey, I'm getting some omega-3 fatty acids, I'm doing really good here. Well, not if it's farm-raised. Now, if you're consuming 1 4-ounce fillet of wild-caught salmon, you're getting around 1,400 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids. It's fantastic. But yeah, if you're doing tilapia, it's not the seven. That's why this medical study out of Wake Forest Medical School found that this type of fish can be more inflammatory than pork bacon in certain instances when you're not doing the wild-caught stuff.
Wow. And, you know, bacon has really come into its own really cult following. There's everything from bacon Band-Aids to bacon chapstick and, you know, I mean, bacon wrapped on everything. But if you're going to have it in moderation occasionally, we know it's got preservatives in it. We know it's got nitrates in it. We know nitrites, you know, we know it's got those things. Fish, you just don't expect it.
Yeah, you would never expect it. Now, I will throw this out there. I'm not a fan of pork either. Now, I do turkey bacon here and there, you know, as part of a cookbook I wrote. And I think that can be fine and good, but I think that you're right, pork bacon, part of the problem is just a pig's physiology, and they're a major carrier of parasites. So I'm not a big fan of pork either. I know it's very popular, especially among paleo diet followers today. I don't necessarily think that's the healthiest either. But one other thing I want to mention, Melanie, this may shock some people, but as bad as tilapia is at farm raised, it's actually not the dirtiest seafood. The dirtiest of all of the different types of seafood today is shrimp. I know shrimp is something people love, but according to Dr. Qphone, she's the head of the Food and Water Watch, she says imported farmed shrimp, when tested, had by far the largest amounts of antibiotic residue, pesticide residue, and overall chemical pollutants found in their tissues, according to the medical studies.
So that's imported, that's farm-raised shrimp.
That is farm-raised shrimp. Now, again, like tilapia, good luck finding wild-caught shrimp. You can do it if you're in Florida. You can do it at more high-end restaurants. But about 90% of shrimp consumed today, especially at lower-end restaurants, you know, they typically don't even have the wild-caught available.
Well, and you certainly can look at Whole Foods, make sure you read your labels, because they're wild-caught shrimp will say that. So stay away from the farm-raised tilapia. Farm-raised fish may just be worse for you than bacon. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.